From Far Away by Robert Munsch, read by Robert Munsch. Dear Reading Buddy, my teacher suggested that I write to you. I will tell you about myself. My name is Sausan. I am 7 years old, and I am in grade 2 now. I came from far away. The place where we used to live was very nice, but then a war started. Even where my sister and I slept, there were holes in the wall. Finally, one day, there was a big boom and part of our roof fell in. My father and mother said, "There's no food and we are getting shot at. We have to leave." My father left and was gone for a long time. Then a letter came with plane tickets to Canada. I did not know anything about Canada, but the next day I was on a plane going there. As soon as the plane moved, I got sick. I stayed sick for the whole trip, which was 2 days long. I didn't like it. Nobody wanted to sit near me. Once I got to Canada, my father took me to a school and left me there after he showed me the girls' bathroom. He said, "Be good and listen to your teacher." So I was good, and I listened to my teacher, only I didn't know what she was saying because she did not know how to talk right. So I just sat and listened. Children were trying to talk to me, but I was not able to answer because I didn't speak English. When I wanted to go to the washroom, I didn't know how to say, "I want to go to the washroom." That's why I used to crawl to the door when the teacher turned her head and looked at the other side of the room. When someone opened the door, I crawled out and went to the washroom. When I came back from the washroom, I waited beside the door. When someone opened the door, I crawled back in and went to my desk. Once I crawled to the washroom and saw a Halloween skeleton, only I didn't know what Halloween was. I thought the skeleton was evil. I thought that people were going to start shooting each other here. I screamed a very good scream. "Ah!" Everyone came running out of the rooms. They thought someone was being killed in the bathroom. My teacher opened the washroom door and tried to tell me it was Halloween time and the skeleton is paper. I didn't understand her, and I didn't know what Halloween was. She jumped up and down and danced all around to explain to me that Halloween is just fun. But I thought the skeleton made her crazy, and I screamed louder. "Ah!" Then she hugged me to make me feel better. I felt as if my mother was hugging me. I jumped on her lap, and pee went down my knees because I was scared to death. That happened so fast, and I felt guilty and ashamed of myself, and I didn't know how to say, "I'm sorry." But the big tear that went out of my eyes said it for me. Then I went and sat by the front door of the school till my father came and got me. I had decided that the whole school was crazy, and I did not want to stay there. When my father came, he told me about Halloween and said that people here are not going to start shooting each other. I had bad dreams about skeletons for a long time after that, but finally I began to talk little by little. I learned enough English to make friends, and school started to be fun. Now I'm in grade 2-3, and I'm the best reader and speller in the class, and I read and write a lot of stories. The teacher is now complaining that I never shut up. This year, when it was Halloween, I wore a mask and we had a party at school. Then I went with my sister trick-or-treating to the neighbors. We got candy and nobody shot at us the whole time. I decided that Canada is a nice place, and I changed my name from Sausan to Susan, but my mother told me to change it back. The kindergarten teacher moved from our school, but sometimes, when I see her in the mall, I run to her and hug her and wish she was still my teacher. She was my first teacher in senior kindergarten, and she helped me a lot. But she still does not let me sit on her lap. Goodbye, Sausan.